Canto 11, chapter 20, text 20, chapter entitled Pure Devotional Service. Manaha gatim na visrijet jita pranaha jita indriyaha sattva sampannaya buddhya manaha atmavasam nayet. Manogatim na visrijet jita prano jitendriyah sattva sampannaya buddhya mana atma vasam nayet. Manogatim na visrijej jita prano jitendriyah sattva sampannaya buddhya manoatma vasham nayet. Manogatim na visrijej jita prano jitendriyah sattva sampannaya buddhya manatma vasham nayet. Manatma vasam nayet. Manogatim na visrijej jita prano jitendriya sattva sampanaya buddhya prana. Ladies, manogatim na visrijej jita prano jitendriya tanaya buddhya manatma vasam nayet. Mana of the mind, gatim goal, na not visrijet should lose sight, jita should lose sight of, jita pranaha one who has conquered the breath, jita indriyaha one who has conquered his senses, sattva of the mode of goodness, sampannaya characterized by flourishing, buddhya by the intelligence, manaha the mind, atma vasham under the control of the self, nayet one should bring. Translation and purport by disciples of Srila Prabhupada. One should never lose sight of the actual goal of mental activities, but rather conquering the life, air and senses, and utilizing intelligence strengthened by the mode of goodness, one should bring the mind under the control of the self. Purport. Although the mind may suddenly wander outside the jurisdiction of self-realization, one must bring the mind back under the control by clear intelligence in the mode of goodness. The best solution is to keep the mind always busy in the service of Lord Krishna, so that the mind cannot wander onto the path, the dangerous path of sense gratification, headed by sex attraction. The material mind is naturally inclined to accept material objects at every moment. Therefore, unless the mind is seriously brought under control, there is no possibility of becoming steady on the path of spiritual advancement. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Sri Guruve Namaha Sri Chaitanya Mano Bhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kada Mahiyam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Yutapada Kamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathan Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Shahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakhan Vitamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Lina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Shute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpataru Vyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavane Vyo Vaishnave Vyo Namo Namaha Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. One should never lose sight of the actual goal of mental activities, but rather conquering the life air and senses and realizing intelligence strengthened by the mood of goodness, one should bring the mind under control of the self. Every spiritual aspirant who is treading this glorious path of self-realization can take inspiration from this nice, simple, but very effective verse. This is spoken by Krishna himself. The long dialogue between Krishna and Buddhava is still going on. The two friends are talking relevant subjects which are of so much benefit to all mankind. When two great souls come together, they do not talk prajalpa. They come together to talk things which are of Jagat Kalyana. So when Uddhava and Krishna are talking, Uddhava is clarifying questions which are actually meant for our benefit. So here the analogy is something like the skill of driving. Anybody who has driven a two-wheeler or a cycle or a four-wheeler knows that there are, in terms of reaching the goal, there are two simple truths to be followed. One is the intelligence has to know where you are going. I am driving from here to Mira Road or Baroda or wherever you are going. So the intelligence has a long-term fixation of the goal. I am going to drive to Mira Road. And the mind has another function. To look at the immediate road in front, to avoid the bumps, take the right turns, stop at the signals, pay the toll, etc. And if you just remember these two things of being in connection with the here and now and keeping on the right road, taking the right signals based on whatever is the signal given or the road map or a GPS, whatever you have, and also keeping the long-term connection that I have to reach ultimately my goal. So here is a similar situation which we are being asked to. So no matter what our activities in this world are, we are doing our activities, family life, ashram life, whatever life we are doing, we are doing what is the here and now. But we are being urged by the Lord that please do not lose sight of the goal. Do not get so involved with the road, whether it's a bumpy road or a smooth road. If the bumpy road is there, it will cause a lot of pain and suffering. Or a crowded road or a traffic jam. So that is something like the two fruits which we have on the tree, the sour fruit and the sweet fruits. So all these roadside problems are like the miseries of this world. And a nice road like you may have in US or Europe, where the road is like good, eight sides are there, you can drive on a fast road, you can easily run at the edge of 140 miles an hour and yet not bother about getting banged with somebody else. So you may have a smooth road in your life where life is going the way you want. But there is a bumpy road like India or a smooth road like America is not the question. The question is not about the road, the question is about whether you know where you're supposed to go. So, Nityam Bhagavat Sevaya, which we all are urged to perform every day, is simply so that while we are doing our routine work in this world, we are always reminded back home, back to Godhead. Even today, Lord Jagannath is going to go back to his home. Jagannath Swami is residing right now at Sri Mandir, which is compared to Dwarka, which is also sort of a home. Even we have sometimes two homes, three homes. Some people, wealthy people have even more than that. Kings used to have many homes. So the Lord is in one home in Dwarka, and yet his heart is inclined towards that home which is more suited to his very nature. So today he is hankering to go back to Vrindavan, which is a place called as Gundicha. So today the consciousness is very high. The Jagannath consciousness is in the air. When devotees are meeting, they're not saying Hare Krishna today, they're saying Jai Jagannath. And everyone is eager to see how the Lord will come out of his... after the morning Netrotsav is already finished today. He has already given his darshan to the devotees who are at Puri early in the morning. And everyone is waiting there. Crowds are gathering with a good amount of fervor, waiting for the Lord in the afternoon to give his holy darshan, where Pahandi Vijay will climb on his chariot. That is his car. We have a car which is at the most four wheels. But the Lord is special. He has his car. Prabhupada used to call it not chariot, right? Because in America, we do not understand what is chariot. So it is a car festival. So Jagannath's cart has got 16 wheels. The only car in the world which has got 16 wheels. Balramji has got 14 and Subhadra Mai has got 12-wheeled chariot. Right? So he is special in every way. Jagannath is the most special person in the world. Right from his looks, his outfit, his smile, his stance, the way he walks. Nobody walks like Lord Jagannath walks, right? Nobody can imitate Jagannath's walking style. Correct? So in every way, Krishna in the form of Jagannath is extremely unique. His eyes, nobody in the eye has got eyes like Jagannath, right? So big. Chakradola. Like a fully grown open lotus flower. Otherwise, his Kamalaksha, which is like this, like one petal of a lotus, but this is a whole lotus, two big lotuses, fully opened up, right? Jagannath's eyes are like that. So, as we are all slowly wanting our minds, as his verse is nicely saying, that the mind is, if we are being reminded again, what is our nature of the mind, that it has a very intrinsic and a frail tendency to keep getting attached to objects of this world. It is just like a sticky substance, you know, you moment it just gets, it gets stuck to things, like you have a stick fast or whatever different type of adhesives are there. Be very careful when you use them, because they may just get stuck to the wrong place. You'd be very careful. If you're not very careful, then oh, this is stuck. The paper is stuck. My fingers are stuck. And the cloth is stuck. So it's like a very sticky things. The mind also has a very sticky nature. It just gets stuck to various objects of this world. Therefore, you have to use the mind very carefully. It doesn't get stuck to the wrong things. So the solution is given in this nice verse as to how do we really prevent the mind from getting stuck to things of this world. It says that by a clear intelligence plus strengthened by the mode of goodness. Right? The intelligence, so intelligence can be in the mode of goodness, the mode of passion, and the mode of ignorance. Right? There are extremely intelligent people in this world, far more than we can even imagine. There are geniuses who have 150 IQ. Right? Brilliant. 165 IQ people also exist in the world. Most of us may land up with 110 at the most. But brilliant intelligence. But that intelligence, if it is strengthened by the mode of ignorance, will bring destruction to themselves and to the world. And there are many people in the world who are like that. Brilliant intelligence, when the first bomb was blasted, created that mushroom of the bomb. The scientist who blew it, Ashwamar, he said that this is going to be, he quoted Bhagavad Gita, he said, Kalosmi, I am death. Right? So in this way, the intelligence was used by the scientist to create weapons of destruction. Therefore, we've been urged here in this verse to use intelligence which is strengthened by the additive. We add to the intelligence so that it remains strong, is additive of the mode of goodness. And the way to keep the mode of goodness very activated within the intelligence profile is to keep hearing about the glories about the Lord. Like we read, maybe we just sang this nice song today. Sada kale kale. At all times. We want to hear the Gita Charito. When we hear about the Charito, the character of Krishna, his nature, his pastimes, and songs regarding him, then the intelligence remains strengthened by the mode of goodness. And only in the mode of goodness, with intelligence in mode of goodness, can make the intelligence clear. What is clear? Clear means that the windscreen of your car is also clean. We're talking about the analogy here, about driving. So while the intelligence is fixed to the goal, mind is looking at the, one can only look at where to go, where not to go, if the windscreen is actually clear. Therefore you require wipers. If you don't have wipers, you may go into accident, right? Because you don't know what you're going. If there's heavy rains or dust, you don't know, you're not clearing your windscreen. And therefore, regularly by keeping the wipers on, as you're moving on the car, and if it is a very bad weather, and you may have to make the even wipers go stronger. So then you may have to have a strong sadhana to really keep the movement of the windscreen clear, so that you can see where you're going. So in regard to this, I'd like to narrate a small interesting story about Ratha Yatra, which is very dear to Krishna's devotees. This episode looks, of course, Ratha Yatra is one of the oldest festivals on the planet. Let us reminisce the fact that what happens every year is not something which happens from Mahaprabhu's time. The first Manu was Swayambhuva Manu. The second Manu was Swarochisa Manu. Rathyatra began during the reign of Swarochisa Manu, according to Gaur Govind Swami Maharaj, right, whose authority on Odisha and festivals are there. So it has been going on for millions upon millions of years. It is the oldest festival being celebrated on planet Earth. Oldest festival on planet Earth. Every year, for millions of years, the Lord has taken this journey from Sri Mandir to Kundijaman. Every year, for thousands of years. Of course, the contribution of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has been to reveal to the world what the festival is all about. For millions of years, the world did not know why is the Lord going from here to there. Why? So it was very nice festival. Everyone was coming and pulling, and a lot of fanfare and devotion and jumping and dancing and singing was there. But then the Lord revealed that the Lord, actually the gopis are taking the Lord from Dwarka to Vrindavan. that esoteric nature of the pastime was revealed for the first time in the world by Jagannath Swami in the form of Lord Chaitanya. So Rath Yatra goes there, and about 8 to 9 days the Lord stays there, and then the Lord returns. It's called Bahuda festival. In the courtroom of Jahangir, who was the Mughal emperor of India, they had made this they had this goal that they wanted to capture the entire country. The place which they had not really captured still was Odisha, and in Odisha especially Puri Jagannath was not really under their control. So Jahangir actually beckoned that Lal Beg was summoned in the courtroom and given honors that it is you are the subedar of Puri Jagannath, and you have to bring Jagannath Puri under the Mughal flag. So he was given a large army to march into Jagannath Puri and destroy it, subjugate it, capture it, and bring it in the fold of the Muslim flag. So he rode with a huge army. As he was going there, he passed a particular type of village called as Dand Mukundapur. The soldiers were tired, thirsty, hungry. They camped there for a while before they... This was a few kilometers away from Jagannath Puri now. They had not entered Jagannath Puri still. As Lal Beg is moving around, inspecting the land and sort of enjoying the place and seeing what he can do to quench his hungry senses, he saw a few beautiful ladies bathing in the pond. And one particular lady caught his attention very strongly, which he forcibly captured her and brought her into a tent. And he said that you should now marry me. And he was very forceful and aggressive in his behavior with this lady. But the lady, her name being Lalita, she came from a very strong Vaishnava background. Her father was a very, very devout Vaishnav and a devotee of Lord Jagannath. So Lalita said, I will fulfill all your desires. I have one condition. And by now, by her sweet nature and behavior, she had already completely captured the mind of Lal Beg. Women know how to use their feminine nature for the right purpose also. If they are rooted in Krishna consciousness, they can use, they have a different nature which can be sometimes destructive, but if they are rooted in Krishna consciousness, they can use the feminine nature to really do something good for the world. And she was just like that. So she actually said, you must not march into Jagannath Puri. You must not destroy Jagannath Puri. If you agree with that, then I will marry you. And now he is so infatuated with the beauty of this lady, just to get this lady's hand in marriage, he said, okay, I will not attack Jagannath Puri. That was a big victory won already. And then from the union came a boy called as Salah Beg. Salah Beg was as good or maybe even a more fierce warrior than his father, an arch rival of the Hindus. Arch rival. Extremely ferocious in his battle. As he grew up, he became like his father. His father died in a war, and Salah Beg became the next person who would take on the charge of the father's activities. Many victories he went through. One particular war was very difficult for him. We are talking about the early 16th century. There was such a fierce war that he was extremely badly wounded. His arms were sliced off, his thighs were slashed off, he had deep gashing wounds on his chest and back, his neck was cut, right? And he was in a complete bloody mess. He was summoned back to the tent and given all that medical aid which he deserved. And he was in such morbid pain
was a deep gashing wound, which are bone deep wounds, and some of his bones also were broken. Right? He was bleeding, he was in pain, and he was actually about to die, because it was just beyond him to handle this intense physical trauma. A loving mother's heart, Lalita Devi came to him and said, "My dear son, you will die soon. But before you die, I want to reveal a very important secret to you about your life and my life." And she told about his birth, that you are not completely a Muslim by birth. You are born of me and I am a Hindu Vaishnav lady. And she started telling him about Krishna, the glories of Krishna, the form of Krishna, the characteristics of Krishna, the glories of Vrindavan Dham. And as he was hearing Krishna's pastimes from his dear mother, because his mother is saying that now my son is going to die, I should make him die, remembering him, helping him to remember his identity as a Vaishnav son. So he remembers Krishna at the time of death. So she kept on telling about Krishna's glories and said, "Mother, I am in such morbid pain. Cannot your Krishna do something for me?" He was yelling and he was screaming in pain practically. That's what the agony he was going through. He said, "That is possible. If you call up to Krishna in a desperate state of helplessness, he will come and help you. You just need to call him with heart of sincerity." And by now, Lalita's heart also, this is giving her some feedback. By now, Lalita's heart also was in so much pain to see her son in pain. Obviously, a mother she was suffering probably even more emotionally than what Salbeg was suffering physically. So she was in so much pain. And she said, "My dear Lord Jagannath, if you do not cure my son, I will come and commit poison, take poison and die. Please give your grace to my son." And she gave like a mohlat to the Lord. He said, "I give you only 12 days to save my son." And for those 12 days, Lalita and Salabeg, they kept on intensely reciting Krishna's holy names and remembering Krishna. On the 12th day, the miracle took place. Krishna in his Yamashyama Sundara Machintya Guna Swarupam, with a peacock feather, Venum Kwananta, with a flute in his hand and a Pitambar Dhoti, appeared Sakshat in front of Salabeg. And he was carrying some holy ash in his body, in his hand. Krishna just sprinkled all over Salabeg's body. As soon as the Lord sprinkled that ash on his body, all the wounds healed. Salabeg was restored to perfect normal health. And giving his holy darshan, Salabeg got up, he saw Krishna, he bowed down to him, gave him dandavat pranams, touched his feet, bathed his feet with his tears of love and appreciation and gratitude, and the Lord then went back to his original abode. Now Salabeg has seen and experienced Krishna, and his faith in his mother's words were now completely established. He was not just going by the words of his mother, but now he had actual experience of God himself. And his life completely, of course, changed. From a ferocious Muslim, he became a tender, loving, humble, simple Gaudiya Vaishnava. He knew that he can get Krishna's shelter in Vrindavan. So he went to Vrindavan. And Vrindavan, he associated with the Goswamis of Vrindavan at the time, 16th century. And he became more and more connected with our Krishna consciousness lifestyle by staying with the Mahans of various temples. The Govinda temple was still very much there. So he was taking shelter of the temple there, and he was fully connected with chanting, dancing, singing, living a life of a dedicated Vaishnava, with no attachments to the things of this world at all. He was completely purified. I was talking to one of the sadhus there in Vrindavan. One of the sadhus informed him that, right, this was the same time we're talking about right now, a few months before. He said that, oh, do you know Krishna also is there in Jagannath Puri? Jagannath Puri, he was aware because his father was the subedar of Jagannath Puri. He said, the Lord stays there, and now within a few days is going to be the Rath Yatra festival of Lord Jagannath. Before this had happened, before going to Vrindavan, Salabeg had tried to enter into Jagannath Puri temple. And as entering Jagannath Puri temple, the chokidars there said, what's your name? He said, my name is Salabeg. He said, get out. They kicked him, they abused him, they threw him out. They said, you have no right to enter my temple. They were a little rough with him. And being a humble soul now, the previous Salabeg would have cut off their throat practically with a sword. But he didn't do that. He just receded back in the background and he prayed to Lord Jagannath to one day get his darshan. Humiliated, sad, grief-stricken to not see his Lord in the temple, he went to Vrindavan. And Vrindavan, he came to about Jagannath Puri Rath Yatra. And as soon as this news touched his ears that Jagannath is going to give darshan, that means I don't have to go inside because I'm not eligible by my low birth. But the Lord is going to come outside. I must get his darshan because he saved my life. He's the Lord of my life. He's given me birth again. This life belongs to him. I must see him and surrender my life to him. So when he goes to Jagannath Puri now, he runs and runs and runs. Then our journey is now from Vrindavan, running on foot to Jagannath Puri. How much is that distance? It's several hundred kilometers. Right? But he is now in such eagerness, what we call lauliam, is which you can understand from Salabeg's behavior. He kept on running, falling, tripping. Of course he had no footwear. The roads are not rubbery roads. They were roads which were the way they are, through thickets, through jungles, through villages, stones and rocks and thorns. He wounded, hungry, tired, dehydrated, he kept on running to meet his Lord. And now the Lord had actually reached Gundicha and he was going to go back. The day to go back was already scheduled. And then the devotees go and they try to bring the Lord back on the chariot and they pull the chariot, but the Lord would not move. The Lord would not move. This is very unusual. This has never happened even once in the history of Jagannath Puri Rath Yatra. In millions of years that the Lord has refused to. He often stays back when he comes to Gundicha for his own reasons. But there was never a time when he would not go back. Right? He would go back on his Rath. On this particular occasion, in spite of all efforts, the king was there, the Gajapatis were there at the time. They tried to bring elephants, powerful wrestlers, but no avail. Then some Vaishnava said, maybe there is something special about this. Maybe the Lord is waiting for somebody or something. We don't know. Anyway, now everyone just sat down. All the pandas sat down and said, well, just let's wait here and see what happens. So it is said, it is not known how many days, it is not mentioned in history. But it was definitely few days, not hours, few days, the Lord actually stayed more at Gundicha temple. And here was Salabeg panting, running. And the place he entered, Puri, and there he saw those three beautiful chariots, yellow, red, green and black. We all remember how they look, right? The beautiful pageantry of colors which is there. When he saw them, he just ran up to Jagannath's cart fell down at his feet and cried tears of love profusely from his eyes. He was crying so much love. It was in the stage of Nayanam Gradvastu Dharaya, Vadanam Gadagadurdhyagir. He had reached the stage of Bhava. Right? And in that state, he offered beautiful prayers to the Lord. And then everyone could see that there is something special about this devotee. He was showing such intense emotions, nobody had seen before. Such attachment to Lord Jagannath, people had not seen before. And after the Lord had, when he had offered his prayers to the Lord, and he came down from the chariot and pulled, the Lord moved. So everyone knew it is for this devotee that the Lord actually had stayed back. So as we go down the road from Gundija to the Sri Mandir, on the left side, this beautiful, huge, nice samadhi of Salabai given today. In previous time, when the Lord would come from the temple to Gundija, he would stop there and hear the songs written by Salabai. Salabai became a poet. Just like Tukaram Maharaj is known in India, in Maharashtra, as a Vaishnava poet, and he wrote so many abhangas glorifying Krishna, Pandarinath. Similarly, Salabai is known in a similar manner in Jagannath Puri as one who has written so many beautiful, beautiful songs glorifying Jagannath. Some of his songs are very, very. He addresses the Lord as his favorite word for Krishna is Jagabandhu. That's the way he addresses Krishna, Jagabandhu. Said, you are the bandhu, the friend. Like in this song we say, Dina Bandhu, Ahe Dina Bandhu, Aho Dina Natha. He would say to Jagannath, you are Jagabandhu, you are the friend of the entire Jagat. Right? So he would sing his songs glorifying him as, O Lord who is residing on the top of Ahe Neela, on the mountain which is like a sapphire. So the Lord is where he is staying there. We know it's a steps. There are 22 steps to Lord Jagannath Puri's temple. And that is because there is a mountain there. The mountain is made of sapphire. Neela. It's a sapphire mountain on which he resides. We can't see that, but the pure devotees can, because the veil of Maya has been removed. And he glorifies the Lord who stays on that mountain. He glorifies even the rice. You know, you go to Puri now also, in this pink colored small cloth bags, they sell the dried up rice offered to Lord Jagannath. He glorifies that rice also. So, it is said that even now, Salabai is known by so many people in Jagannath Puri. And even now his followers, even though they are from Muslim background, they all are officially Muslims, but they have Jagannath deity in their own homes. The descendant has, and they still reside in Puri Dham. And they are Vaishnavas who are Jagannath devotees. Officially Muslims, but at heart they are Vaishnavas. Right? So, today is a day when we want to remember how Srila Prabhupada has brought Jagannath's mercy to the world. Our hearts are flowing today towards those beautiful events which led to Jagannath Swami leaving for the first time the boundaries of India and having resided there in a duty-free shop at San Francisco Airport, right? And was found by Malati Prabhu. Jagannath Swami was found by him, and how he was then given to Prabhupada. And Prabhupada, as soon as Jagannath Swami was placed on a stable, Prabhupada offered a beautiful, nice dandavat pranams to Jagannath. A small, I'm sure it was 3 inches, not more than 3 inches form, small form. And said, are there other forms? He said, yes, there are other two forms. So get them also. So Shyamasundara Prabhu is the one who made 7 forms of Jagannath for ISKCON. He's made the first 7 deities of Jagannath Swami for ISKCON, beginning with San Francisco, which is now called as New Jagannath Puri. So Jagannath's nature, by his very nature, he is Patita Pavan. That is his intrinsic nature. that he just feels attracted, naturally attracted, not to the rich and proud, not to the scholars, but he is naturally attracted to somebody who's fallen. How wonderful the Lord is. Now, we don't get attracted to such people. We will shun them away. The beggars, the urchins on the road, the drug addicts, the alcoholics, we shun them. We don't want to deal with them. But the Lord's heart is attracted to those who are actually fallen. And that explains why he became the Lord of the hippies. How is it that he became the first Krishna form we worship by? The hippies had nothing to do with deities, or I mean, they were like completely, no question of them having any faith in a form. They are called as heathens by Christians, not the heathens, kafir. So there's no question of having any faith in such form. But here or there, Prabhupada said, this is Krishna. He is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, right? And the Prabhupada, they accepted Prabhupada's words completely in almost like blind faith, because they loved Prabhupada. Say, this is Krishna, they might as well worship him. So then he became the first deity of ISKCON, which is worshipped by the hippies, right? And thereafter, how much we can, you know, think about the various things which have been done through Rath Yatra. And it would be impossible for our grandparents to even imagine that Rath Yatra would take place outside of India, in Paris and London and Australia, and he would ride in New York. Would Jagannath ever be imagined to ride on the biggest lane of New York City? Is that even possible for our grandparents to even imagine, our ancestors to imagine? But that is the mercy of Prabhupada, that he made Jagannath Swami's mercy available beyond the limited horizon of India and brought him to the whole world. And I don't even know how many Rath Yatras are there in the world today. Every year, practically every city has Rath Yatra. Right? Today in Mira Road there is going to be Rath Yatra on the same day as Puri. Right? And we have our Rath Yatra, which takes place at Dadar at Shivaji Park. Right? So there are hundreds of Rath Yatras taking place all over the world. And this is all because Jagannath is Patita Pavan. So his mercy will only come to those people who feel themselves fallen. Those of us who feel we are less than fallen will take some time to get Jagannath's mercy. We can worship him, we can pray to him, but to really get his mercy in complete, full, we will have to practice the quality of genuine humility. And that's what captured the heart of Jagannath when Pratap Rudra Maharaj took up that role. Here was a king for the first time in history. No king ever in his life would pick up a broom. He picks up swords and kills people. Right? But no king in his entire lifetime would ever pick up a broom. Why would a king want to pick up a broom in his life? I mean, he has thousands of servants doing that for him, right? Why would he pick up a broom? But when Pratap Rudra Maharaj took up that broom and he started cleaning the road in front of Lord Jagannath, Mahaprabhu said, now he's eligible for my mercy. Now he's eligible. So only one who feels that you are the Lord and I am your insignificant servant. It is only Das Bhava which attracts Krishna's heart. When this great king, who is the incarnation of Indradumna Maharaj from previous times, took up the broom and then Mahaprabhu actually, at a place called Balagandhi, where the Lord had stopped for receiving the offerings. That doesn't take place now. That part of the festival is not there. But at Balagandhi, he would stop, receive offerings from everybody and then move on to Gundicha Mandir. When the Lord was resting there, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and then when he went there, he said the Gita Govinda, and the Lord embraced him. So that shows that only those people who practice genuine humility are eligible. So we are all waiting for that particular day when actually we can feel ourselves as truly fallen souls. And we can feel like that. Even if we don't feel like that, we can practice humility by trying to be the servant of Krishna's wonderful servants. By practicing this on a regular basis as a goal of our life and chanting Hare Krishna and performing our sadhana properly, with this attitude of being the servant of the servant, one day we will be able to really draw Krishna's merciful big glance on our insignificant souls. And that will be the day when actually we will resume our journey back home, back to Godhead. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Jagannath Swami ki, Rath Yatra Mahotsav ki, Jai. Srila Prabhupada ki, Jai. Gaur Premanand.